Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. What a roller coaster Wednesday turned out to be, right? That early CPI pop certainly got hopes up.
It really did. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both tried to push to levels we haven't seen since late February. But then, wham, midday profit-taking hit. The S&P ended down about 0.3%, and the NASDAQ shed 0.5%. The Dow, interestingly, held its ground, finishing flat after lagging earlier in the week.
So that initial enthusiasm from the May CPI data just fizzled? The headline and core numbers came in cooler than expected month over month.
Exactly. Headline CPI was up just 0.1%, and core also at 0.1%, both softer than consensus. But, and this is a big but, year over year, headline CPI actually ticked up to 2.4%, and core CPI remains stuck at 2.8% for the third month running. So not exactly a slam dunk for the disinflation narrative.
I see. So a mixed bag on inflation. And it seems that overshadowed any trade news?
Pretty much. The U.S.-China talks didn't deliver any breakthroughs, just agreements to implement prior understandings. And Commerce Secretary Lutnick was firm. Those 55% tariffs on Chinese imports aren't changing. We also saw the U.S. Court of Appeals uphold President Trump's tariffs.
Lots of moving parts on the trade front, though. Potential deals with India, Mexico on steel, ongoing talks with the EU and Canada. It's a complex web.
It always is. Shifting to sectors, it was a tough day for consumer discretionary and materials, both down around 1%. Steel stocks like Nucor and Steel Dynamics got hit hard on those reports about reduced tariffs on Mexican steel.
Nucor down over 6%. Ouch. But energy, on the other hand, continued its tear.
Absolutely. Energy up another 1.5%, building on a strong week and an even stronger start to June. Crude oil itself surged 5% to over $68 a barrel.
What's fueling that? Middle East tensions?
That's a big part of it, yes. Reports about non-essential personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad getting clearance to leave voluntarily certainly lit a fire under oil, plus a bullish inventory report helped.
And tech? It started strong but then gave back gains?
That's right. Tech ended down about 0.3%. Apple lagged from the get-go, and even Nvidia, after an early pop, reversed course.
Interesting. I did see some quantum computing names like Rigetti and Quantum Computing have a wild ride.
They did. Huge gains after NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, said the quantum industry is at an inflection point. They did see some late profit-taking, but still held on to most of those massive gains. Shows you the power of a few choice words from a market leader.
No kidding. And with all this, treasuries rallied?
Yes. The 10-year yield fell 6 basis points to 4.41%, a direct beneficiary of that cooler-than-expected month-over-month CPI print. Though, as Jeffrey Gundlach apparently warned, a reckoning is coming for U.S. government bonds. Food for thought.
Always something to keep us on our toes. Now let's talk about some individual stock stories. Dave & Buster's, ticker PLAY, had an absolutely stellar day, up nearly 18%. What was behind that, especially since they missed on earnings?
That was a head-turner, wasn't it? PLAY missed EPS estimates, and Q1 comps were down a hefty 8.3% year-over-year. But the market was clearly braced for worse. The key was the sequential improvement in those comparable store sales.
Ah, the trend is your friend, even if the absolute numbers are still weak?
Precisely. February was a disaster at minus 11.9%, but March improved to minus 8.4%, April to minus 4.3%, and the first 5 weeks of Q2 are looking even better at minus 2.2%. That suggests a potential inflection point. Plus, the interim CEO's back-to-basics strategy seems to be resonating.
So things like increased traffic, stronger food and beverage, and the eat and play combo are making a difference?
It appears so. They're simplifying the menu, reducing complex promotions, and focusing on smarter marketing. Profitability is still a challenge, but the improving trend and low expectations gave the stock a huge lift. It's still speculative, but definitely one to watch.
Got it. Any other earnings movers that caught your eye?
Chewy, CHWY, beat and guided Q2 above consensus. DoubleVerify, DV, also raised its revenue guidance. On the flip side, Victoria's Secret, VSCO, missed and guided down. GameStop, GME, beat on EPS but missed on revenue. Always a wild card there.
Indeed. Okay, let's shift to the broader market picture. Our models are showing some interesting sentiment readings for SPY and QQQ. What's the takeaway there?
The overall sentiment is one of cautious optimism. Both SPY and QQQ are still in uptrends, but the momentum has slowed a bit. We're seeing signs of potential consolidation. Volume has been declining, which can suggest waning conviction, but we've also seen some notable volume spikes that indicate transient interest or volatility.
And volatility itself, measured by the VXX?
VXX has been pretty subdued. Minor oscillations, but it generally reverts to baseline quickly. That diminishing volatility typically supports a risk-on sentiment, allowing equities to grind higher.
What about key levels for SPY and QQ that traders should be watching?
For SPY, support is around that psychological 600 level, which is also a recent low. Resistance is in the 602 to 603 zone, an area of prior supply that was tested recently without a clean break. For QQQ, support is around 530, aligning with recent trading lows, and resistance is up at 533, reflecting historical supply.
And are we seeing any clear sector rotation?
Yes, definitely. Over the last 30 days, sectors like technology, XLK, consumer discretionary, XLY, and industrials, XLI, have shown strength. Conversely, defensive plays like utilities, XLU, and consumer staples, XLP, have underperformed. That flow of capital into growth sectors reinforces a bullish tilt.
Okay, so with that backdrop, let's get into some specific setups. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts?
Well, based on recent momentum and volume patterns, a few names stand out. Microsoft, MSFT, for instance, showed a powerful bullish candle, closing near its highs on considerable volume. We're looking at support around 472, and if it can break and hold above 475.25, the next target could be 476.50. An entry near 472, or on a confirmed retest of that 475.25 level, looks interesting, with a stop below 470.95.
Microsoft continuing its strong run. What else?
CrowdStrike, CRWD, is another one. It exhibited a bullish breakout recently, with rising volume supporting the move. Support levels are around 474 and 473. If it can clear initial resistance at 477, with an hourly close above, it could run to 478.50 and potentially 480.00, given its recent consolidation. A pullback to 474 or a breakout above 477 on higher volume could be entry points, with a stop below 473.
And you mentioned ONC in the healthcare space earlier as a leader?
Yes, ONC. The momentum there is intact. It's likely to test resistance at 262.98. A sustained volume push is needed for a breakout towards 263.50. Support is around 261.50. One could look to accumulate around that 261.50 level or post confirmation of a 262.98 breakout, with a stop under 260.75.
Solid continuation ideas. Now, you also flagged some ANTS breakout setups. Tell us about these. Are these smaller, more nimble names showing early signs of life?
That's a great way to put it. These are stocks, often in tech and biotech, showing strong volume flow and price action. Sometimes smaller caps with high volume spikes indicating heightened speculative interest, like little ants getting very busy before a big move.
I like that analogy. So who's on the ANTS list?
Google. Or Alphabet is one. It's been showing increasing volume, especially in afternoon sessions. We're looking at support around 178.50. If it can maintain above that and test the intraday high of 179.50, a rally toward 180.50 seems likely. Targets could be 179.70 and then 180.30, with an entry near 178.50 and a stop below 177.
Google as an ant, a very big ant, but I get the increasing activity signal. What about some biotech names in this category?
FDMT, that's FDMT, is a good example. It has shown a bullish trend with high volume supporting a potential break above 4.50. An acceleration towards 4.60 seems feasible. Support is around 4.35. Price targets could be 4.52, extending to 4.58, with an entry near 4.35 and a stop below 4.25.
And you mentioned OCGN as well, a smaller cap with volume spikes?
Exactly. OCGN has seen volume surges in late sessions. We anticipate continued upward momentum with the potential to breach 1.18. Targets could be 1.19 and 1.21. An entry near support at 1.14 could capitalize on intraday dips with a stop below 1.10. These biotech and tech names are definitely showing signs of life.
But with these more speculative names like OCGN, isn't there a higher risk if that volume doesn't sustain? Or if the broader market turns cautious again?
Oh, absolutely. That's why tight stop losses are critical, especially with these more volatile names. The volume is key. If it dries up, these moves can reverse quickly. They require active monitoring. But the potential for rapid gains is what attracts interest.
Fair point. Let's pivot to some quick hits. Any notable analyst actions or other news nuggets?
Sure. On the upgrade front, First Solar, FSLR, J.M. Smucker, SJM, and Urban Outfitters, URBN, all got positive nods. Downgrades hit Arista Networks, ANET, Bill.com, Bill, Etsy, Sunrun, Run, and a significant one for United Health, UNH.
UNH downgraded. That's a big cap to see pressure. Any interesting initiations?
Yes, Coinbase, Coin was initiated with an outperform, DoorDash, Dash got a hold, and Uber was initiated with a buy, so some fresh eyes on those names.
And a couple of quick news items. General Motors announced plans to invest about $4 billion over the next 2 years in its domestic manufacturing plants. And Amazon is rolling out 3 AI-powered innovations to get packages to customers faster.
Both significant for those companies. GM investing in domestic production is a big statement, and Amazon continually pushing the envelope on logistics with AI is no surprise, but always impactful.
All right. So looking ahead to tomorrow, Thursday, we've got May PPI data, plus weekly initial and continuing jobless claims. What are the key takeaways for traders as they prep for the session?
I think the main theme is this tug of war between potentially cooling inflation, which the market wants to see, and the reality of sticky year-over-year numbers, and a somewhat cautious Fed. The market tried to rally on the good CPI news, but couldn't hold it. PPI will be another important piece of that inflation puzzle.
So watch for confirmation or contradiction from PPI, and keep an eye on those key index levels you mentioned.
Definitely. See if SPY can decisively break that 602 to 603 resistance, or if it continues to consolidate. Monitor volume on any moves. And, of course, sector leadership. Does energy continue its run? Does tech find its footing again? These will be important clues. And don't forget those individual stock setups we discussed. They could offer opportunities regardless of the broader market chop.
Excellent insights. It's all about staying nimble and watching those levels and volume cues. Thanks for breaking it all down.
My pleasure. Lots to watch tomorrow.
That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Have a great trading day.